One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Sumerian, and Smokehouse. On Rant Radio Talk. Rant Radio Talk. Rant Speak.
Rant Radio Talk. Rant Speak. You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
It's Sunday night. Late. It's Monday morning, actually, here. And I am going to go over to the mixing board and turn up the treble in my microphone. Because I've noticed in the archives, it's completely untrebly and it's full of bass. So I'm going to cut some of the bass out, add a little bit of more treble, and I should spice it up a little bit more. I'm going to turn up the volume on my headphones, as I usually do, wasting time at the beginning of the show. Welcome to Rant Speak. And late night edition. Very, very late. Very, very late. But sometimes I have things to do. And the song in the background is Night Vision by Gliss, Gluco. Gliss will be our soundtrack for the night. Their new album, Balance, double CD. Well, it's not new, actually. It's a little bit old. Double CD, Balance. And I am going to give Smokey a call here, and he has stayed up as well. And we use Skype. And you can get it from Skype.com. And we won't be taking any phone calls because it's too goddamn late tonight. Because I have to go to bed. It's past my bedtime right now, but, you know, I do the show. Give Smokey a call. Do the show anyway, even though it's really late.
Hello.
Smokey. How's it going?
It's 3:30 in the morning.
It's going that well, huh?
And my headphones are dying. This sucks.
Oh, no. You're going to be able to stay up for a little bit here?
Yeah, no problem.
Know where you're going? Nothing really planned?
No. Nothing really pressing at 3:30 in the morning.
No, okay. So you have a bit of time. Yeah, on Monday.
Yeah. Every day is Saturday to me anyway. What's the difference?
Just a big party kind of life you lead, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's a big party life, all right.
Saturday every day. Well, it sounds pretty good. I don't know.
Saturday and no money.
Okay. There's two parts to the equation to fun, eh?
Yeah, that's what my life is, you know. It's sort of like being in hell, you know. Like, you just can't quite reach what you're after.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
All the free time in the world and nothing to do with it.
It's like, I can see the party, I just don't have the money for the cover charge.
That's right. The bouncers are stopping you at the door. So I was, I did a lot of things today. First, I did some filming with Sean for season 2 of Patrolling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and did some practicing with Porn on Beta for our tour coming up. And then I went to a concert tonight. Well, not a concert, you know, a gig. Down at the local industrial club, The Sanctuary in Vancouver. And they had... what the fuck? It's gone out of my mind. Imperative Reaction, which is a great band. We play them on the Rant Radio Industrial Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Good show. Good show. Vancouver's usually pretty lame for the turnout, and it was as usual, lame. hardly anybody there. Well, there's some people. There's about 50 people, but it's not something. There should be more people there, is what I'm saying.
Well, how many people can they get in that place?
Oh, lots more than that. I don't know, 250 at least. I mean, it's a regular club. It's not a small venue. It's about a medium-sized venue. But unfortunately, the scene is not so big here in Vancouver for industrial, and it all falls on the shoulders of one guy. And he regularly pays out of his pocket to run these shows, but we all thank him for it. Well, kind of like I like how I run this station, out of my own pocket.
Out of your own pocket and out of my soul.
Yeah, I steal much from his soul.
Sim murders me for time.
So it's Rant Speak. It's Sunday. It's Monday morning this time. Yes. It's 1:30 Pacific time. Thank you for everybody for staying up and listening to our sorry asses. I mean, there's a lot of people in the IRC. Holy crap.
It's 4:30 on the East Coast, which blows my mind.
So I guess we're having a lot of European listeners tonight.
I would think so.
Yeah, because I think they're 9 hours ahead. Something like
that. From you?
From me.
From you, 8.
8. Okay. So it's right in the morning. Very early Monday morning. They should be at work or school or something instead of listening to us. But
there are some people who said that they were going to stay in the IRC, though, till we started.
Wow.
And it's like, holy crap, dude.
That's really crazy. I mean, it's not that good. Maybe it's good, but it's not that good.
Thanks.
What?
It's like, thanks, man.
Yeah, we do thank you for sticking around. Yes, it's GLIS, GLIS. It's in our Rant Radio's rotation. You can check them out. The webpage is linked from the Industrial Rotation page. Mm-hmm. If you want to go check them out. Great band. I've seen them live. Absolutely. Well, they're better recorded from when the time I saw them, but they have a live drummer, live keyboardist. Nothing is recorded. Absolutely amazing.
Well, it would seem
effort.
Maybe I'm stupid, but it would seem to me that a lot of industrial bands would be better recorded.
A lot of them are, actually, unfortunately. There are some that are amazing live. And the one, Imperative Reaction, I find them better live than recorded. So it's mostly, they are better recorded, most of the industrial bands, because they can't recreate it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But some do it well. If you want to go to the IRC, if you are up this late or up this early, and we're in the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. And we do have a webpage where you can download all the archives if you can post that there.
Oh, I have to work.
I have to do a little bit of work.
I forgot.
And I did see a couple Rant Radio listeners or previous listeners. I noticed a couple people there, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool.
Was Sparky there because you were there?
No, Sparky was not there.
Oh, that's very odd.
That is surprising. Well, I don't know. Maybe he didn't know about it. I should have told him or something. You're sending me private messages? Oh, okay. That's an old message.
Yeah, that's an old one.
If you want to get your pictures, send them in to me. If you're out of the country, send them in to me. info@rantradio.com. And you can help us out by telling people to stay up just as late as you are. And tell them about Rant Radio, or tell them about this show, or tell them about something we do.
Anything at all.
Yeah, something's going to interest something. We got something for everyone. You can send in your news stories if you think that some people have been sending in news stories, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm. That is cool.
info@rantradio.com helps us out. And you just listen to the show for the type of stuff that we do. It's never political.
Don't send them to me because I don't care.
Smokey does not care. But
I do not care.
The thing that Smokey does care about is DJs, and we need some DJs. We always need DJs because we got 24 hours to fill.
Yes, we do. Actually,
DJs
more
cool.
than that if you count every channel. You know,
that's
got
true. 25 times 3.
It's 24
times.
Hours.
Well, let's count that extra hour. 24 hours in the day, three channels.
That's 72 hours a day that we have to fill.
And there's 7 days in the week.
That's lots of hours. That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of hours. So if you want to sign up, think you're good enough to do the crap that we do right now, smokehouse@rantradio.com.
Yes. I will either love you or reject you coldly.
Yes, there's no in between. It's one way or the other. You can still download Sean's new book from rampmedia.ca, The Scabbed Wings of Abaddon. And I know he's got lots more.
I've been doing that.
Oh, tons, hundreds. Hundreds of people have been downloading the book, which is pretty good for a web book. We're going to get it.
It's been out for a month now.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good. And we're going to get it into print form pretty soon. So people who don't like reading on the internet, on their computers, they have a real book. You will have to pay for it. So, you know, you can either read it for free on the internet or you can pay for a bound book, which is cool. We're going to make it profit free. So we're going to make it as cheap as we can.
I'm not paying for it.
No. It's you can do it through, there's an online thing, and you just send them the PDF and say go, and they'll print it out on the fly, which is awesome.
Yeah.
There's so much old news here. It's because I was really busy this week. Patrolling, I've been working on that. I worked on it yesterday for a whole bunch of hours, and it's coming together really nicely.
It's almost done.
We're
doing it this time.
I am shooting for next Sunday.
And I've seen the intro, so
yep.
you guys are gonna crap your pants when you see this.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's coming together
it's
nicely.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to release that maybe after the show next Sunday. I'm shooting for that. Can't guarantee anything, but
I was gonna suggest that we would do it, but I wasn't gonna say it.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good time to do it.
No, it is. I just wasn't gonna say it till after the show was over.
Oh, okay. But
yeah,
we can't.
It up, man.
Yeah, I screwed it all up. But you never know; it may not be released next Sunday. I hope so. There's still a lot to do, but there's a lot that I've already done. Listener feedback. I'm not going to play the intro. Matov, this is great. Do you have this in front of you?
Yeah, I do.
You want to read it off because it's for you?
Sure. If I could remember how to translate it. It says, Smokey is a very good landlord for rant speak, as are Sim and Purden. I don't know where he got that from.
Purden has nothing to do with rant speak.
He has nothing to do with the show whatsoever. He just calls all the time. Smokey is my favorite one from it all because of its merry offenses. I guess that means I'm offensive.
Yeah, you're very offensive. I don't know. Maybe it translated funny.
No,
you have merry offenses.
I am very offensive, so it's okay.
And that word that's in German, or whatever language, it means population. So,
okay, he spelled it wrong, too, I don't remember.
Yeah.
On IRC, Sean, hopefully to population, would be on radio appearance soon.
Sean has rejected the IRC, so you probably won't be able to see him on the internet very soon.
No, but
to populate the IRC.
Yeah, I think he wants to have Sean on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Would be on a radio appearance soon.
Okay.
That's tough to say.
Yeah, maybe we'll get Sean to phone in to the Rant Speak show once. And then you'll be able to hear Sean on the radio again. He's super busy. The entire hour. I don't know. I don't know if he'd be up for that.
No, he would. No, it's not him being up for it. He would just do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Once you get him doing it, he'll just keep doing it. But he's super busy. We're filming. He's writing.
Yes.
He's writing more books. He's recording the new After Now season. I mean, he's got enough to do without a radio show. You don't want any of that other stuff to kind of degrade.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday when we run out of things to do, we'll throw Sean back on the air. How about that?
At least a year, I'm thinking.
At least, yeah. We've got stuff planned for like almost 2 years ahead right now. Oh my god, it's crazy what we're going to be doing in the next little bit. This one is from somebody named JMAQ. Sumerian, love you guys, but I've been getting increasingly annoyed with you guys advocating bowling for Columbine. He could be listening to archives or whatever. People don't differentiate.
Of course he is.
Don't differentiate live shows from recorded shows. They have no clue. The movie is a blatant lie about gun facts and the NRA. I'm a member of the NRA, and so was Michael Moore. And the information in Michael Moore's movie is a blatant lie. That Michael Moore fuck also went to the Kmart headquarters with two Columbine victims and had them stop selling ammunition. What the fuck is this shit? I only have a Kmart nearby to buy my .45 ammo for my sport shooting club. Now
they
have...
point.
That is true. Now they have stopped, and to get ammo, I am pretty fucked. Michael Moore is a fucking antichrist. Sean was ripping on Charlton Heston. In the last show, that's some bullshit. All of that shit was a lie. C. Heston and NRA were misrepresented in the video, and footage was altered to make it look like the NRA was at fault. Heston is a very respectful man. If I had it my way, I would brutally murder Michael Moore with a sharpened toilet brush, and I am not a violent person. Really? You just said you'd murder him with a sharpened toilet brush. Now do some research, and you'll find Bowling for Columbine is a bunch of more rhetoric with absolutely no truth. Loyal listener, okay. JMAQ.
I would like to clarify that Sim is the only one that likes that movie. Sean and I both think it sucks, and it's crap.
Uh-huh.
Because Sim is a huge leftist,
yep.
And Sean and I are sort of realistic. Michael Moore makes a lot of stuff up, so don't go tagging it on us, man. We have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, he's... He just makes up lies to sell his movie to be rich. That's all Michael Moore does.
He doesn't make up lies. He just edits things so they're constructed the way he wants them.
Yeah, he should have put out a 100-hour film of the full interviews, all the ones he did. I mean, that would make a great movie, wouldn't it? All the unedited footage? Yeah, that would really get on the screens.
He has to edit
the footage. I edit the footage of Sean.
Yes. Yeah, but you don't change the context. Michael Moore has been known to do. There have been more people that have come out about the lies of Bowling for Columbine, and people have said that it's real.
Lies. You can take people to court for lies, and so far nobody's taken Michael Moore to court. Guess they don't have a strong enough case against him. All these big lies that he told in the movie.
Okay, I'm not going to fight about this with you.
Okay, my response to him is love him or hate him. He has accomplished his goals and succeeding to get most of North America talking about him, his movie, and his message. Because even this guy absolutely hates him, but he watched Michael Moore's movie. Guess what? You lose, he wins.
Well, we all watched it, but
that's right.
Not all of us paid for it. I didn't pay for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you might have got it for free. True.
Screener.
Yeah. Let's see. I have to paste these into my browser because I didn't copy it. This is one's from Capone X. The cat that ate tofu. Alfredo Cuba stands in his kitchen of his Mountain View, California home, stirring a spatula through a pot full of lentils and tofu. Moosey, his sleek tabby cat, watches expectantly from his kitty bed, eagerly flicking his tail to and fro. Cuba spoons the stew into a bowl and sets it on the floor. It's Moosey's dinner. It took him a while to get used to this, but now he loves it, says Cuba. For a special treat, I give him a little tofurkey. Moosey eats this way every day, and he's not alone in his peculiar taste. Some cats will dig through trash for empty tuna cans, but others will lust for spinach, steel cantaloupe, even slurp spaghetti. Moosey is a vegan cat, part of a growing group of cats whose owners, vegans themselves, have decided to wean their cats off their natural food and put them on a plant-based diet. With the proper supplements, these cat owners claim a cat can live a healthy, normal, even happy life eating vegetables.
Oh, kiss my ass. My cat's almost 20 years old. He just eats anything. Whatever.
So I'm guessing Capone X sent this to me to get my reaction on it.
Oh, I would think so, yes.
Yeah, just a little bit, because me being absolutely rabid vegan, eating no animal products whatsoever, you'd probably want to know what my stance is on feeding cats nothing but that. And I, first of all, I don't have any pets, and I'm not ever going to have any pets. Because, well, it's taking them out of their natural environment, and they really shouldn't be kept captive inside a house.
I think cats are a little different.
Yeah.
As long as you don't cage them up, you know.
Yeah. Well, they're an outside. All animals are outside creatures.
But cats sleep all day anyway. You know.
True.
They don't do a whole hell of a lot.
Burton says I'm a level 8 vegan. No, I don't eat honey. You name an animal product, I don't eat it. Go for it. Test
that
me.
That he knows of.
That I know of, yeah. And even Purden warned me against the dangers of drinking some pop. which they stabilize with fish oil. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, fish oil is good for your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so are other things. So
we had to fight to get you to take vitamins for Christmas.
I take them once in a while when I feel worried, but normally I'm not too worried. I've been vegetarian for 5 years and almost 6 years. And yeah. I've never been sick that whole time.
When you say when you feel worried, now what's that fucking tell you? It's like when I feel like I might fall apart walking to the toilet, that's when I take vitamins.
No, no. When I like start eating, like I forget to eat and I only eat like one meal a day and I eat toast and stuff, that's when I get worried because I'm just too lazy to make any food. And yes, I do eat my girlfriend. I am a vegetarian. Mainframe asks. I will make exception for humans. If we crash in a plane, I'll be eating you. Yeah, humans, I am a cannibal, so there you go. That's the only meat I eat.
I didn't need to hear that.
Yeah, I will make exception for beautiful women. Okay, the next story. No, I don't agree with that. Cats should eat what they eat. Humans can make that conscious decision not to eat meat. But normally, yeah, we do eat meat.
I did have a cat that ate spaghetti once myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just funny, though. It wasn't like a conscious thing. I was just like, look at the cat eat spaghetti. You know, one of those things.
Oh, yeah, cats will eat tons of different weird things.
And it was a white cat, so that's why it was funny.
Oh. Schizo says toothpaste. Well, give me a link for that. Put in private message. I have no idea about toothpaste, though. They're just quoting some weird thing. Next
You're
one.
You're lucky to have teeth.
What?
You're lucky to have teeth, you know, vitamin-eating bastard. You have false teeth, don't you?
No, I have all my own teeth, absolutely no cavities, and no fillings. So, on you.
Well, of course you don't have cavities, you don't eat.
That's right. If you don't eat, the food can't get stuck, and you don't have to worry about that. I live on air and water. I'm a breatharian. People only live on air. There you go. I'm working my way up to breatharian.
And it's only the leftover air he asks for, like the fruitarians begging from trees.
That's right. The air that gives itself up onto me. I just open my mouth, and if I happen to breathe in because the air is forced into my lungs, then I will accept it into my body.
Okay, next.
Clear Channel scoops up live CD patent. This is ridiculous. Early this month, we reported on the growing phenomenon. This is from Ars Technica. The growing phenomenon of bands selling CDs or even uploads onto USB flash drives of concert recordings right after the concert would end. One company...
That's a cool idea, too.
It's totally cool. You like the concert, you can have it forever, right there, as like, you leave.
That solves the bootlegging problem, too.
Oh, completely. Like, why bring your own... A little crappy recorder. You're not going to get stereo. It's going to be totally crappy mono with people yelling right beside you. And you can buy it for like $5 or $10, or hopefully it's a decent price. Because
I would.
Yeah, and hopefully they do a good job because it's on the fly. It's the mix that you get off the board. They're not remixing it like the ones you actually get from produced ones afterwards because they go back in the studio and mix it all up. One company, Disc Live, estimated that it would gross up to $500,000 this spring from selling live CDs. The fans are happy, the bands are happy, everyone's happy. Unfortunately, in a move that will put the brakes on the emerging industry, Clear Channel has purchased the patent from the inventors of the technology and is asserting that it is the only entity that can sell concert CDs right after gigs. We want to be artist-friendly, says Steve Simon, a Clear Channel executive vice president and the director of Instant Live. But it is a business, and it's not going to be, we have the patent, and now everybody can use it for free. Of course not, especially when the patent enforcement has become potentially lucrative source of revenue. So, they think they own...
They're just cocksuckers, that's the only way you can say it.
Yes, Clear Channel are pretty much the cocksuckers of the... entertainment industry. They just about own everything in the States. If you're in a city, they own about 80% of the radio stations in that city.
Yeah, which is a shame.
Yeah, flip the news through all the different stations. It's going to be exactly the same news. There's no outside opinions.
And you can blame the U.S. Congress for that one.
Oh, yeah, for deregulating and making us the capitalist country we are so proud to be. The United States, anyway. Yeah. Canada is pretty much capitalist as well. You can do whatever you want here. There's no cap on how much you can make.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so because we follow in the footsteps. But anyway, they think they can own the idea of putting out a CD of something you just listened to. That just, it boggles my mind that they think they can do that. It's such a, you can only get, usually patents should only be given to people with new ideas that are original and have some sort of innovation to them. Selling music is not completely innovative here.
Well,
even selling.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
As far as I know, all you can patent is like a working device. You know, you can't really patent a concept.
Well, their device probably involves the microphones to the mixing board to a CD recorder. That's all they need, and nobody else can do that. So they usually describe it in such vague words that you really can't have any other kind of form of doing this.
Somebody's going to do it anyway, and it'll be in court for like 5,000 years.
Oh yeah.
So
stupid. Oh, that one was sent by Snake Ghost, as well as this next one. The page cannot be found. Okay, we're going to go to the one after that, because people like to expire their pages and not hold them for very long. And unfortunately, I didn't type these out, so I'm not even able to say that one.
Yeah, I see that on the two-page format we have here.
Yeah, because I've been a little bit busy. Very busy. This next one is from congress.org. Pending draft legislation started for spring 2005. Are you of age? Get ready to fight for your country and die for your country. Die for oil, sucker, as Jellaba for his album once single said. And I think that's one of his only remaining singles he actually owns the rights to, because his former bandmates sued the hell out of him and took all of the albums. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, they're really nice. There's pending legislation in the House and Senate, which will time the program's initiative so the draft can be begin as early as spring 2005. That's only 6 months away, kiddies. Just after the 2004 presidential election, the administration is quietly trying to get these bills passed now while the public's attention is on the elections. So our action on this is needed immediately. So this is kind of a site that calls to arms. But the interesting part, dodging the draft will be more difficult than those from the Vietnam era. College and Canada will not be options. So if you haven't moved to Canada after our years and years of warning to move to Canada, it's too late now. In December 2001, Canada and the U.S. signed a smart border declaration which could be used to keep the would-be draft dodgers in, signed by Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, John Manley, and U.S. Homeland Security Director, Tom Ridge. The declaration involves a 30-point plan which implements, among other things, a pre-clearance agreement of people entering and departing each country.
I agree with that.
Yeah? Not running away from your country?
I don't think you should be able to dodge the draft.
No.
No,
if you're part of the country, you kind of agree with the country's philosophies and you go along with whatever they say?
Well,
there is the option of jail, I guess.
Yeah.
Reforms aimed at making the draft more equitable along gender and class lines also eliminates higher education as shelter. Underclassmen would only be able to postpone service until the end of their current semester. So they're even drafting smart people this time around. It's not just the dumb people eligible.
You have to be smart now to go into the military. They don't take idiots anymore.
No, because they have a whole bunch of electronic equipment, and you have to actually push some buttons and turn some dials to actually work your weapons.
I can't get drafted, but if I was to get drafted, I would go without a fuss.
Oh, really?
I need a job, man.
That's true. I guess so. And that is a job, no matter what you're dying for out there or whatever reason that they've cooked up.
Just because you're getting drafted doesn't mean you have to go shoot somebody. There's lots of stuff in the military now to do.
Yeah.
So you could do anything.
Yeah, there's lots of things. I mean, I'm not against the military. I'm against what some of the military does. I mean, the military should maybe help the homeless in their community, clean up the area, you know, maybe protect our own country rather than go to some other country to liberate them and bring them democracy, because we have the best way in the world and we know how to do the way. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's a lost cause anyway over there.
Yeah. Most of these countries that they go into and invade and try and turn them the way to capitalism and make them all nice with the states, pretty much everybody in that country would die before they would turn themselves over to the rule of the United States. So it's pretty tough to convince a whole population.
Well, it's not just that. They just don't care, you know. They spend all their time in places like that fighting over God.
Yes.
You know? They haven't gotten past that yet. And they're not going to.
No. No.
They haven't evolved, and they have no plans of doing so.
No, they will die for their God, and no matter what you say, that they have a higher purpose. They're not going to be listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just in time for the war, it's time to start those nuclear weapons up again, and right in your own backyard. Aren't you happy? Nuclear experiment planned in Nevada. Las Vegas. Government scientists plan to conduct an underground nuclear experiment Tuesday at the Nevada test site, the National Nuclear Security Administration said. The subcritical experiment, dubbed Armando, nice name, will involve detonating high explosives around plutonium in a steel sphere, while X-rays, radars, and lasers chart the behavior of radioactive elements in a non-nuclear explosion. Scientists from the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico are conducting the test in a tunnel 963 feet below ground at Nevada test site, about 80 miles northwest of Las Vegas. When is this planned for? I'll be driving through there. Armando is the 21st subcritical experiment at the test site and third in a series. If you didn't know about the other ones, its predecessors Mario and Rocco were conducted in August and September 2002.
You'll never know. You'll never know.
No. August and September. I was around there at that time. No, that was 2003. Sorry. Good.
They blow stuff up in Nevada all the time.
Yep. That's their test site for half a century.
And it's like so far underground, it's not a big deal.
But I like the wording in this next part. Federal officials call subcritical experiments essential to maintain the safety and reliability of the U.S. nuclear arsenal. The experiments technically do not violate the treaty. Where's this treaty? Did I skip that part? Do not violate the treaty because no critical mass is formed and there's no full-scale nuclear explosion. Anti-nuclear groups criticize subcritical experiments as contrary to the spirit of the 1996 Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty on Nuclear Arms. The U.S. has observed nuclear testing moratorium since 1992, but has not ratified the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, because the U.S. doesn't sign anything. Ever. None of these bans. They haven't signed the anti-landmine ban. They don't sign the anti-pollution. What is that? Kyoto Accord. They don't sign anything. Kyoto Accord. They don't sign a thing. They're above all that. They don't need to do that. And of course, they go around it saying, "Oh, this isn't quite a nuclear test. It's still to do with nuclear weapons, but you know, it's not quite that. So we're okay because we're not going to. We're going to the letter of the law." And we're allowed to do this. The Bush administration and Congress last year reduced from 3 years to 2 years that time it would take to resume full-scale nuclear tests. Yay, yay, yay. Isn't that wonderful?
I don't know why we need to test any more of them.
I think we pretty much got it down, Pat. I think there was a couple places that the U.S. bombed a while ago that killed a lot of people, and it seemed to work pretty well. New to McDonald's menu, McDVD. Fast food chain tests renting DVDs to corner convenience market. McDonald's is trying out a new venture and says it's aimed at convenience. Starting Monday, burgers and fries won't be the only items you can get at the Golden Arches in Denver. McDonald's is testing DVD rental kiosks.
Hold up.
What?
Which link are you on? Because I lost my place and these aren't labeled. So could you tell me which one you're on?
The NBC4.TV.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Patrons can rent the top 30 DVD titles for $1 per day and return them to any of the Denver area stores. Company's official said they're trying to lure more customers during slow dinner hours. That similar tests around Washington and Las Vegas received a huge response. McDonald's says it's not trying to put stores like Blockbuster out of business. It's just trying to corner the convenience market. They'd love to put Big Blockbuster out of business, I'm quite sure.
But that will not happen. Not doing that like that. Not, no way.
No. Well, they get a good chunk of it. A lot of people will go to McDonald's.
Yeah, but $1 a day really is kind of expensive.
Really?
Yeah, I can rent movies around here for a whole week for like $3, dude.
Really? Like new ones?
Uh-huh.
Wow. You guys got it cheap down there. Holy crap. Because we had... It's like $4 for 2 days here. Oh, crap. I forgot to take back the movie. Shit. I have a movie in my living room I was supposed to take back, and I was going to do it this morning.
Which movie was that?
It's called No Chance. It's a Chinese movie.
See, you went to the video store, and you didn't watch the movie I told you to watch.
Yeah. But, you know, the chick wanted to watch that, so...
You're hopeless, dude.
Yeah. Really. No, it was kind of good. It was a subtitled Chinese movie. It was kind of Charlie's Angels, except for it was Chinese. Actually, it wasn't really Charlie's Angels.
Subtitled movies piss me off.
You can't read fast enough?
No, I can read fast enough.
I forgive you. You are an American. I forgive you.
Oh. Yep. There's Sim using his 2,500-mile buffer again. That's just it, though. It's like, I want to watch a movie. I don't want to fucking read.
Yeah. Well, if you want to watch movies from other than Canada and the United States and Britain and Australia, like some of the largest movie producing places like India and China, then you have to read it. Or you have to get the crappy overdubbing. Ugh. Nasty.
Well, yeah. I just haven't noticed a movie from another country that I really wanted to see yet.
Oh, there's one coming out that you'll want to see called Hero, Jet Li's new movie.
Oh, I heard about that. A friend of mine actually has it on DVD. I have to get it from him.
Oh, yeah. I had it on DVD like 2 years ago when it came out in China, Hong Kong. And I was like, oh, my God, this is such a good movie. It is Jet Li's best movie, and it's probably my favorite swordplay movie and probably my favorite Hong Kong movie ever.
I heard it was pretty kick-ass. Yeah, I want to see it.
It blows the doors off of anything you've ever seen martial arts-wise. It's swordplay, though. It's not kung fu. It's swordplay, so...
It's not stupid, like, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon kind of stuff?
It's way better than that. Oh, my God. It's so much better. Yes. Yeah, it's so good. Oh, my God. And lots of big names, well, if you know that kind of genre.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. This is was posted in the IRC by Momotalk. Momotalk. I don't know how to pronounce his name. California Senate approves anti-Gmail bill. So a service that is not even out, they've passed a bill against it.
Wow.
California State, yeah, they can get things done if they really want to. The California State Senate on Thursday approved a bill that takes aim at Google's new Gmail service, placing strict limits on email providers seeking to scan customer message for advertising and other purposes. The bill passed after revisions that removed a key provision that would have required email providers to win the consent of anyone sending messages to their service before scanning them. My legislation guarantees that our most private communications will remain just that, private, said Senator Liz, the bill's author, according to the statement. In a statement, Google said it will be taking a neutral position on the bill as it continues to work with Figueroa, that was Liz's last name, on the measure. Google has worked in good faith with Senator Figueroa and her staff to address her concern about privacy and online communications, the company wrote. We believe we have reached conceptual agreement on most of the key points, but we've not reached agreement on all the details. La, 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 la. So they're, just like we mentioned last week, they didn't like too much the targeted ads based on somebody else's words that they didn't know that they would be influencing when they sent the mail because they're just sending an email.
Yeah, that's a very bad thing.
It's kind of scary that, yeah.
I don't mind when I get ads targeted to my searches on Google. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But if I was to send an email...
But that's your search, right? And if you sent an email out to somebody at Google, Google's mail service, you don't know, well, you know, but most people don't know, that their email is going to be scanned for keywords, and and ads are going to be specifically marketed to the words you typed.
Yeah, which is not cool at all, to say the least.
Yeah, not super cool. This next one. Sorry for the delay in between, because I have to cut copy and paste. One's great. California High Court considers whether teen's poem is criminal. The California Supreme Court today is deciding, this is a couple days ago, is deciding whether to throw out the conviction of a teen who served 100 days in juvenile hall for writing a poem that included a threat to kill his fellow students. The case, 100 days in juvenile hall. The case weighs free speech rights against the government's responsibility to provide safety in schools after campus shootings nationwide. Attorneys for the San Jose teen identified as George T. in court records described the poem yesterday as youthful artistic expression. George T. was 15 when he wrote the poem Faces. One passage says, "For I can be the next kid to bring guns to kill students at school." Another reads, "For I am dark, destructive, and dangerous." And the full poem, which I will be reading on the air, is at the end of the article. It's very short.
Okay.
This is a classic case of person expressing himself, trying to communicate his feelings through a poem, Michael Kresser told the court, which gave no clear indication what it would do. A ruling is expected within 90 days. So, you can go to jail for writing some words down with no actions that back them up, or saying that they would back them up. And
like he threatened the president, which is a different, thing.
Yeah, that
but that was just classmates. You should be able to do that. You shouldn't do it, but you should be able to.
But as of this point, you can't write "I hate Billy" because, you could be dangerous. Poem's called Faces. Who are the faces around me? Where did they come from? They would probably be the next doctors or lawyers or something. All really intelligent and ahead of their game. I wish I had the choice on what I want to be like they do. The poem's awful. And so happy and vagrant, each original in their own way. They make me want to puke. For I am dark, destructive, and dangerous. I slap on my face if happiness, but inside I am evil. For I can be the next kid to bring guns to kill students at school. So parents, watch your children, because I'm back. And it's riddled with spelling mistakes and wrong words and stuff. It's just awful.
He went to zombie poetry school.
Exactly. He's a graduate. Missouri governor to sign bill restricting porn billboards. Governor Bob Holden plans to sign legislation restricting sexually oriented billboards along Missouri highways. The governor's legal counsel said SB 870, which was passed earlier this month by the General Assembly, would bar most new billboards promoting strip clubs and other adult businesses from within 1 mile of Missouri highways. So get out your binoculars.
Oh, whatever.
Existing
billboards don't say anything. I used to live in Missouri. They don't say anything.
Oh, really? There's pictures or something?
Well, no. I mean, they don't say anything lewd on them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what's the big deal? Okay, there's a billboard for a strip club, and some of them just say, XXX, like a mile and a half down the road. That's all they say. It's like, what's the big deal?
I mean, that's all they really need to say, too. Mm-hmm. Existing billboards would have 3 years to come down. Eventually, an adult-oriented business located within 1 mile of the highway could have just two signs, one showing the business name and operating hours, and the other noting it's off-limit to minors. So they're getting pretty restrictive about it. Enough of that. Oh my god, it's hot in here. I didn't turn on the fan. Atkins dieter sues after heart operation. A man is suing the estate of diet guru Robert Atkins for $28,000. That's a normal amount of money, I guess, rather than $5 billion, claiming the eating plan caused his cholesterol levels to soar dangerous levels.
Well, no shit, dude.
Yeah, no kidding. That was worded very badly. Jody Goran, 53, took up the low-carbohydrate, high-protein Atkins diet for 2 years in a bid to lose weight. Oh, poor Jody. It's a he. He said it raised his cholesterol so much that he had to undergo a medical procedure to unclog blocked arteries. Mr. Goran's case is being backed by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, who advocate veganism. He said he wants Atkins products to warn of the potential danger of raised cholesterol level. The diet encourages people to eat low amounts of carbohydrates and eat higher amounts of fat and protein. The New York Times newspaper reported that Mr. Goran of Delray Beach, Florida, turned to the diet in 2001 when his weight increased 67 kilograms. But after 2 months, his cholesterol rose from a healthy 146 milligrams per deciliter to 230, considered potentially dangerous. He continued to adhere to the diet because the book warned one of three dieters could see a rise. Mr. Goran says the book tells people to eat lean proteins such as skinless chicken breast and fish, but to return to the normal version of the diet if they prefer. 2 months after coming off the Atkins diet, where his favorite foods were cheesecake every day and cheesecake three times a week, his cholesterol dropped to 146. He said, I contend there ought to be a warning on the diet. Well, the warning on the diet should be, the guy died fat and bloated. Atkins guy is dead at an early age, fat and bloated.
Actually, that's not what killed him. He fell and broke his hip.
Oh, well.
And he was an old guy, and when old people fall and break their hip, that kills them.
Yeah.
What people don't realize about the Atkins diet is it works, because I was on it.
Yeah.
But they also think that you can eat as much as you want.
Yeah.
And you really can't.
Which is ridiculous. You can eat as much bacon grease as you want.
I mean,
that doesn't even make sense.
I mean, the diet will work if you still eat in moderate portions.
Yeah.
But I've seen people on Atkins just go crazy, and it's like, that's not how it works, man.
It's because people like it because they can eat all this crap still. There's probably better diets. Sure, there's going to be harder diets out there to lose weight, but I mean, geez, this is an awful, awful one. People just latch onto it as if it's like a diet that you can eat as much chocolate as you want, go for it, but you can't eat anything else.
No, it's you can't do that.
Yeah,
but a friend of mine actually did it. He went on it for he's still on it. He stays on the diet for 6 days.
Yeah,
and he cheats on Sunday.
Oh yeah,
and he lost 40 pounds in 2 months.
Yeah, you will lose weight, but you will hurt in other ways.
The cheating's probably what helps him out.
Yeah.
You know, because he goes off the diet for one day and then he goes back on it.
Yeah. It's probably a better diet, like reducing just your intake and eating more vegetables and fruit and good stuff.
People think it's an easy diet, too, and it's not. It's really hard.
Yeah, because there's some stuff that you really want to eat, right? And you just can't.
And you just can't. There's like no pasta, no bread, no nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's tough.
Yeah, people do eat too much of that, like bread and pasta anyway, so.
Yeah, that is a problem.
How about just cut down of all the crap, and you can still eat a little bit of bread and pasta. It's probably better. Something you can stick to forever. You sent me this one. Wedgie leads to death.
I couldn't pass that up, dude.
It's too good. Near sports bar, lawyers say. Michael Keith Williams is claiming self-defense in the 2003 killing of Jonathan Friel. Jonathan Friel, 35, among a group of friends horsing around at the All Sports Cafe on Grandin Road, died in the early April 5th, 2003, stabbing. Michael Keith Williams offended when Friel wedgied a friend of his was charged with murder. So it's a really long story of exactly what happened. But they're at a sports bar, somebody wedgied somebody, and they didn't like that too much. Say, what the fuck you doing? So he went out and killed him. And this part is so dumb. Assistant Commonwealth's attorney Kimberly Boyle told jurors that Friel and several friends had been giving each other wedgies, which, if you don't know, is the act of pulling up someone's underwear after grabbing the waistband. The hijinks were inspired by Jackass the movie. Really, were they?
Really,
nobody's. Nobody's ever heard of wedgies before Jackass the movie. I'd never heard of them. They're really innovative, those Jackass people. Okay. Yeah, in which men do some unspeakable things to themselves and friends. Wedgies are the least of it. I can't even remember wedgies in the movie.
Oh, yeah, there was. They did okay. Come from like a tree.
Oh, okay.
They're pretty bad. But,
yeah, yeah. I love when they... Oh, the album inspired him to kill his parents. The movie made him go out and kill this person, and this video game made him do a shooting spree. Yeah, okay. And he had no predisposition before that. He went to church, and he was a really nice guy. And he played this video game and went nuts! Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the video game just sent the quiet guy over the edge.
That's why I stay away from movies and video games. Because I'm liable to snap at any given moment. there's a really long story of exactly how it went down after that. Well, it's not super long, but I mean, it's very intricate.
Yeah, it is.
So funny. And, yeah, that's it. So, you have anything you want to talk about?
Oh, let's see. Where do I start? You didn't ask me about new shows at all.
Oh, do we have new shows, or there's new shows coming up? Because I know I keep sending you... Probably about two a week.
I think we're going to go ahead and do that news thing, even though I have to upload it every day.
Oh, my God. Really?
Well, if I forget, I forget. What's the big deal?
That's true. You know? Yeah.
All I got to do is rename it and upload it. It's like a 13-meg file. How long is that going to take me?
Not too long.
5 minutes.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. I mean, it's easy to set up. All the work's on your side.
Yeah. I mean, if I can just remember to do it.
And if you forget, it's going to be yesterday's.
Well, the way we're going to do it is we'll run the same news for a day and a half anyway.
Oh, okay.
Because we'll run it at night, which will be, I think, 10 p.m. Pacific, which was the only time we could fit it in. And then we'll run it at 11:30 in the morning on the next day.
Right.
So.
And this is a news service for anybody who's not familiar
free speech,
with it.
Free speech radio news.
Yeah, and I've listened to it. It's very good.
It's very good. I talked to the lady who... I guess, facilitates it for, like, I got roped into, like, an hour-long conversation.
On your dime?
On my dime.
But I guess she's very enthusiastic, which shows that they're pretty good about stuff, I guess.
Yeah, she is. You know, I got all that hammered out, like, in 15 minutes. And then
starts blabbing on about other stuff, eh?
Then she roped me into politics. She wanted to know, like, if Illinois was a swing state for votes and stuff. And I'm like, no. No, we're a Democratic state. And it just went on and on. And I'm like, yeah. Uh-huh. And she's a nice lady. I'll send her some stuff because I'm a nice person.
Yeah.
It went on, like, way too long. what else? Oh, I was in Chicago this weekend for a baptism. That was interesting.
Right.
I've never been to one of those before.
Fun.
And I didn't know Catholics did baptisms. I thought baptism was like a Baptist thing.
Oh. No, I think I've been... I can't remember what kind of church. I've been to a couple baptisms. Boring as hell. Boring. Dip them in the water.
The baptism wasn't nearly as boring as Catholic Mass.
Oh, yeah?
I went to a Catholic Mass, and it's the most ridiculous fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah, most of it's in Latin. Don't understand a word.
Really?
It's like, a lot of it is, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, nobody there probably understood a thing.
Well, parts of it are in English, you know, but they don't tell you stories or nothing like, you know, they usually do in a decent church.
Right.
It's all regimented. And it's, apparently, it's they do the same thing every week.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. It's like, wow. They missed out on the make a joyful noise part, apparently. I was taking notes, like, stand up, sit down, eat some crackers, go home.
Yeah. Woohoo! Purden really wants me to phone him.
Oh, that's because he's pissed at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I banned him for about an hour.
Well, he must have been doing something.
Well, he was annoying me. You ever have... I know you probably don't hang around kids much, but you know when a little kid pulls on your pant leg for like an hour?
Yeah, you tend to kick him away and then...
Go away. Yeah, it was one of those... When's it going to start? Go ahead and start the show, Smokey. Fuck off.
See that app beside Smokey's name? Yeah, that gives him this extra little power above the people who don't have an app.
And he's like, I hate you. That's fine.
So if you... If he's just going to bitch about that, which he probably is, we're not going to phone you. So, no phone call this week.
Just remember, dude, it's not that I don't like you, but I want you to remember I can fire you.
Fire you from the IRC.
No, he's got a TV show.
Yeah. Well, they haven't made a second episode, so hurry up.
Hurry up, dude. What else? Oh, the Freak Show will be leaving in about 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
Better take some time off. Yeah. Adam's going to have a baby, so he's got a...
Oh, yeah. I was listening to one of the live shows, and I remember him saying that.
I didn't know until today. So what we're going to do, since he's not going to have his show for a while, we're going to go ahead and let Mark and Daryl start on our station when they start on their other station.
Okay.
So we can carry their entire show for the 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool. A good thing.
That is good. Very nice.
And I got a really fucked up phone call today, too, dude.
Oh, really?
The phone rings, and it's a girl on the other end, and she goes...
That is fucked up. Holy crap, that's fucked up.
Yeah, well, it gets better. Okay. She goes, is this Artie? Because that's what girls call me who know me.
Artie, okay.
Yeah, and I said, sure. Yeah. And she goes, why didn't you call me back? And I have no idea who this is. Why didn't you call me back? I'm like, oh,
probably because I don't know who you are.
Oh, shit. And I'm like, so I start going through, like, ex-girlfriends in my head.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm like, is this so-and-so? And she's like, no, it's not that. Who is that? And I'm like, who's this?
Digging yourself a hole.
She's like, you don't remember me? I said, no, yeah. I don't. She's like, are you lying to me? I said, no, I have no, dear, I have no idea who you are. And what was it? She said, she was like, is your last name Livingston? I said, no.
But it could be.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Zuckerman, which is not even close to my last name at all.
No, it's not.
And she's like, oh, I must have the wrong Artie. And she said she was sorry, and she hung up.
Yeah.
And I thought that was weird enough, you know, to get a call like that, somebody who would call me Artie.
Yeah.
And you're thinking it would be a local call.
It would have to be, right? No, normally, yeah, right?
I go and I check the caller ID, and the call was from Kansas.
What?
It was a cell phone in Kansas.
Really?
Somebody calling me, asking for Artie, and that my phone number's not even listed. A girl I had didn't know who she was. And for you girls who may be out there,
yeah,
I just don't like that when girls call them and we don't know who they are. Because it triggers a nightmare scenario.
Oh, yeah. You have to guess, and then you say the wrong name, and then it's all over from there.
You start going through all these like drunken scenarios you had months ago, and you're like, oh my god, who did I offend or who did I forget?
Oh yeah.
So if you're a girl and you're going to call a guy, always make sure we know who you are, because it scares the living piss out of us. And we don't intentionally call you by the wrong name. We don't know. We really don't know.
We are dumb.
I have no idea who that woman was. She sounded cute, but I'll be damned if I knew who she was.
Yeah, that sucks.
I just thought it was a funny story.
Is Illinois right next to Kansas?
It's not far.
Okay.
It's like next to Missouri, so it's like two states over.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, it's a different area code, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've been archiving the old What the Hell shows, so hopefully I'll have that What the Hell DVD out soon, which
that's
is good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm doing about two shows a day. But running out of hard drive space, but I freed up some, so I'll be able to do some more.
Two shows a day, that'll take you a year.
No. No, it won't. It's only about 40 shows I'm missing, which is not too bad. So about a month and a half, 2 months.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And then everyone can get all the... It'll take, I don't know how many DVDs. It'll take a lot of DVDs, like 3 or 4 DVDs. No more.
Still.
Four or five, yeah.
Yeah, still no one has really sent me anything for the Dark Atlas site.
Yeah, you bastards.
It's like, come on, dudes. And Shrine Master keeps showing me stuff for a patrolling site.
Yeah, that's looking pretty good, actually.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like that.
I need more, okay?
Smokey needs more.
I need the Dark Atlas site. And,
so, any and, web designers out there have some inclination and some free time? Dark Atlas.
Oh, go ahead.
Check the forums. There's a little write-up on some specifications there.
I mean, you know, we don't really have a whole lot of restrictions here.
No.
Something cyberpunk, if you could do it, that'd be nice, because that's kind of what Sean likes to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have a logo or anything. Just do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah,
just,
you make up the logo.
give me something, right? And again, I don't want a news page, because news pages both give Sean and I nosebleeds, especially if they have forums in them.
And they're dime a dozen. Everyone has those. It won't stand out. Boring. Mainframes, it says about the phone calls, scarier. A girl I knew called me, asked how she was, and she said, pregnant.
Oh, that's not funny.
That would be scarier.
That's not cool. Also, if you have questions about the sites renewing on Rant Radio, don't email Sean and ask him.
Because he doesn't know.
And furthermore, especially if it's about Dark Atlas, if you email him, first he will ignore you, and then he will kill me.
Yeah, and Sean has nothing to do with it. He puts out, he talks, he gets on video, and we get it to you. He has nothing to do with the website. Yeah. He has nothing to do with all that stuff.
Because he'll come to me and go, why did I get... He will actually come to me and say, why did I get this?
And you're like, I don't know.
Because I told you to do this.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I don't know, man. I just work here. So,
I'm on my lunch break, dude.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a question about the station or you're, you know, don't email Sean. And one other thing, if you're pissed at me, don't email Sean either, because that doesn't work. People tried that. That doesn't work either. That just ends badly for you.
So, yes, it does.
Don't do that either.
Purden wants to do a Dungeons and Dragons show on Rant Radio.
No. Next.
You got shut down, Purden. I'm sorry. It's over. The show's over. It's 2:30 in the morning, and I have to work tomorrow.
It's 4:30.
Yeah, 4:30 for you, and who knows what time it is for everyone else. That's it for me, and that's it for Smokey. Any have anything else to say or add?
I think I told all my story, so...
Yeah. We'll be back next week at a decent hour, because I don't think if there's anything I have to do next week.
Thank God.
Because this is painful for me, not for just the listeners. Oh my God, I have to stay up this late.
I'm starting to get dizzy right now, so...
Yeah, I'm kind of out of it. It's good I have a write-up to go by. I can just follow the bouncing ball and say the words on the screen.
And even that gets hard after a while.
It does. So we will we'll take phone calls next week, not this week.
Thanks for everybody who did hang out, though. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, and we did do an hour and 1 minute show or whatever. It's about an hour long. Yay. Well, Gator 2, you better say what you want to say. Makes him wait. I have no idea what he's saying. Anyway, we're out of here, so say bye, Smokehouse.
Bye, Smokehouse.
And it's bye from Sim, and we'll see you next week, Sunday night, 11 p.m. Pacific time, for Rant Speak. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You ever get the feeling? You think about it, everything's polluted. You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.